systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, October 30th, 2009. And of course, my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 265, the Friday night show. I really appreciate having this many people watching a live show on Friday night, the night right before
Halloween.
The Devil's Holiday, Halloween. Fantastic. Thank you guys so much for being with us. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can go to type shit, and I will see it and read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. What's that spell?
Got pee.
Yes, it does. Or you can Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase, all one word. Feel free to call us. If you are going to call, and you're that asshole that called Wednesday, turn your feed off. And
learn how to speak.
Don't just keep saying, hello.
Hello, am I on? Hello?
Yes, you're on the Jam Hole.
Hey, I just wanted to say, hello.
Hello.
Am I on?
Yes, you are live on the Jam Hole.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Am I live?
Caller.
Am I on?
For like, until I fucking
hung up, dude.
I should have just seen how long I could have kept it going for. But I was keeping
nah,
you
it was
all
getting aggravating.
Yeah, it just slightly. So, oh, hey, who got served in the chat room after Wednesday night show? Wasn't me, was it,
what?
Guys?
Oh, the Christian.
The crazy psychic Christian.
Sky.
What was her name?
Sky X Sky.
On Ustream? Oh,
yes.
My fucking God. So, the last tally I took, Matt 11, Sky 0.
No points have been made, no proof, no nothing.
She came in, I wasn't even watching the chat for a lot of that. And
I
all
just
of a sudden,
got, I was like, okay, dude, I have a Christian here.
Yeah,
I need
like,
to go and get this out.
You stopped the show and you were like, hey, we have a crazy Christian person in the chat room trying to save your soul right now. Like, what? Really?
What? Bring it on.
No, and Red Fox says she did predict Danny's poop. I don't think that's what it was. She said, for me to watch out for something brown. She was seeing the color brown, which is the worst cold read I've ever experienced in my life.
Right?
Like, are you kidding me?
Everything's brown, you dumb bitch.
I mean, if we lived in another state, I'd say, okay, watch out for, you know, African Americans or something. But, like, we're in Montana, so it wasn't that. And then Danny was like, hey, have you had any problems with anything brown yet? And I'm like, no, not yet. And the next stop, I almost stepped in dog shit. But because I had it in the back of my mind, I was looking for brown, and she saved me. I almost stepped in dog shit. So maybe psychic, maybe God's hand. I don't know. I don't know. But if you are going to try to come into a chat room and argue theology, please at least make some relevant points.
Or maybe call in instead of just arguing with us in the chat.
Or maybe don't
or
try.
Or get the hint after I kick you and then put you on timeout and not actually ban you.
That's fine. You can come in and talk theology, but you're going around in circles, for one, chasing your own tail. And when that happens, nothing gets solved.
Nah.
And I know enough to know that you cannot convince a believer to not believe. Like, it's a hopeless,
you can,
hopeless
but they end
task
up killing themselves after reading that book and shit. Well,
yeah,
that
right?
Book fucking,
you mean everything? Everything I've ever believed in is a lie?
Yes. Boom!
But also, maybe do a little research and don't try to argue theology with someone that went to a Christian school from the time they were in preschool till the time they were in eighth grade. Like, don't do that. You will get nowhere. You will get made the fool of.
It's great because you actually did all that and had to learn all of it, but you still came up not believing in it.
And so this person,
you can really argue with them.
I have an excuse. I was indoctrinated by my parents' hands. She fucked up really bad in life, got to the bottom, most bottom part of where any existence could ever be, and then found God, and God raised her up and saved her. Apparently not very well. Hey,
not
God,
really.
Save smarter people.
No, don't even, just leave all the smart ones to us, the science people,
please. I have holy water, for fuck's sake. You cannot fuck with me, son. You cannot. You cannot. Don't fucking try.
It's in our blood now. We did shots of
it. I take shots of holy water. You cannot fuck with me. So just keep that in mind next time you decide to come in and try to, you know, change someone's views on something.
And God is almighty and forgiving and blah, 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 blah. I like how you rambled on. You're like, we'll explain this and explain this and explain that. Like, all these horrible news stories we had just read off. It was so great. It's like, how can God let, you know, fucking mothers and fathers starve their child? You know, it's like, oh, they did it because of God.
Yeah.
It's
no, so they great. Did that because of the devil. Well, the devil made, or God made the devil, so God in turn did that secondhand. So while we're talking about this, Red Fox sent me an awesome link after that show. It was called Mr. Deity. And if you go to thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/forums, I posted one of the videos, the one with Michael Shermer in it. That's the link he gave me because I'm reading the book Science Friction right now, which was also written by Michael Shermer. That, Red Fox, thank you so much. That was the most awesome, brilliant thing I've seen on YouTube in a long fucking time.
It was very awesome. I was in there making you shells and cheese, and I could not stop laughing. I'm like, holy shit.
It was
shit.
So amazing. I subscribed to their podcast. Check it out. Google Mr. Deity, or just go to thejamhole.com/forums and look at the video section. You'll see it in there. Fucking awesome, though.
Mr. Deity and the Skeptic.
I want to be on that show now. I want you guys all to write to Mr. Deity and tell him the Gem Hole wants to be on his show. The Gem Hole wants to die and be judged by God and Jesse or Jesus, whichever you prefer. Hey, I know a lot of you guys listen to Keith and the Girl. I listen to it. Danny listens to it every now and then. Did you guys hear about poor Micah Sherman?
Mm-mm.
He apparently got dick cancer from HPV, which leads
that
me
can happen.
Which leads me to my first question, Danny. Did you fuck Micah Sherman while we were in New York?
No.
Is that where you got the HPV from?
No, every male carries the HPV virus, dude. It just
automatically? Because he said the same thing that you said, that like over 50% of the population has it. He ended up getting like wart outbreaks and shit.
I never had it.
But when I got my STD test, I was totally clean. So either if I had it, my body completely destroyed it, which it's pretty good at doing. Or
you
cheated on me.
There's no actual test for HPV and men unless you actually have the warts.
Or you cheated on me and you got it from them.
Let me explain HPV to you real quick.
Let me explain cheating to you real quick.
See, look, Joy. Joy is actually a nurse, okay?
Really?
She says there's no way to test for HPV in males unless there's symptoms, which would be the warts.
Okay, so because I never had the warts, I don't have the HPV.
No. You still have HPV.
Okay, Scott.
Let me get that right. Okay, you still have HPV, but you would never know because it would never bother you unless you came in contact with, like, if...
Maybe I got an HPV test. You don't know. You weren't there.
There's no test for HPV.
Why did he stick a Q-tip in my dick hole then? I'm still mad about that.
To test for other STDs.
$100 donated or not, I'm still not happy about that. Not at all.
The low-risk human papillomavirus.
I got warts all over my ass and genitalia.
The low-risk human
papillomavirus
is the warts. Okay, women can get that too. Men get that. Whatever. The high-risk HPV is what I had, and that was irregular cells on the cervix.
I see.
It does go away, but you have to be very careful with it because high-risk HPV can cause cervical cancer.
I had irregular cells once.
Really?
Yeah, it was in an Excel spreadsheet. But... come on!
Oh, my God.
But that's why we make the big bucks.
But seriously, though, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to HPV. It's not really anything to worry about unless you get the wart outbreak, and that's kind of creepy. Or if you have the high-risk HPV like I did, then I had a coposcopy done.
Okay.
Where they take a piece of your cervix out and study it and just watch it and basically check and make sure that no cancer grows, which nothing did.
You know an awful lot about the HPV, whore.
I know an awful lot about things that happened to me because I'm very, very, very
fair
into
enough.
It.
Fair enough. But I just thought that was weird that, like, I'm having some dick surgery on Friday the 13th, and Micah Sherman was having, like, the same problems. And then when he said HPV, I was like, maybe that's where you got it from, huh?
No, no. See, a guy can have straight-up, you know, HPV for a long time, but if he screws a chick...
So I cannot
that has the low risk HPV, which is warts, but she doesn't know it yet. It can cause it to break out in both of them. To
so
where
I
they
can
actually
just
get the warts.
I can just go around banging chicks all willy nilly and give them all HPV.
Yes,
that is a shitty deal for you guys.
Yep, it is.
Do all guys have it then?
Like, pretty much, yes.
Or pretty much. So more than 50% of the
more
population.
More than 50% of men have HPV. They don't know it. There's no test for it unless you actually break out with the warts. And by the time you get the warts, then you're like, oh shit, I have herpes.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Matt, man, this is Ron Konkama. I wanted to call you back and tell you I wasn't fucking with you. There's something wrong with your phone.
Oh, can you hear us now?
Yes. Hello?
Hello? Oh. I'm seriously not going to play that game.
Who the fuck, Mike? What?
Red Fox, call in and make sure that our phone works. I'm pretty sure it does, but that's so silly. Anyway.
Yeah, no, someone's just fucking with you.
I'm pretty sure, because when I called your phone back, Ron wasn't the name that I got on the answering machine.
Oh, and so. Joy says that 80% of men have the HPV virus.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So out of all the dudes in our chat room right now, most of them have genital warts.
It's not genital warts. It's
it turns into
human
genital warts.
Human papilloma virus.
Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Your phone works.
Oh, can you hear me?
I totally can.
And I can hear you. Huh.
And who is this?
It's Joy.
Oh,
hi,
what's
Joy.
Up, Joy?
What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. Just listening to y'all.
Hey, tell us about genital warts.
Genital warts.
Have you ever had them?
No.
That a girl.
Definitely not.
You fuck without condoms?
No, definitely not.
Really?
Really?
Fuck condoms.
Oh, no, I fuck my man without condoms.
Oh, right, but when you're cheating on him, definitely use a condom, right?
When I'm wedding?
When you're cheating on him, you definitely use a condom then.
Yeah, I'm not a slut.
No, she's not a slut.
So when he cheats on you, does he use a condom then? Or
I would certainly hope so.
Fucking A, right?
Right?
When he gets home, do you make him let you smell his dick?
I don't know if I'd want to, man. If he's been working or whatever, it'd be like funky down there.
Well,
like,
you gotta make sure. You gotta make sure.
Gotta make sure.
Don't be fucking hers before you come fuck mine.
Just touch it and see
if
it's sticky.
Is she hot?
What? She might be. She might be.
If she's hot, he might as well just bring her home.
So how are you doing? You grew up with Danny, huh?
I so did.
Yeah. Really?
So
tell.
She killed my hamster.
Ask
little
me.
Hamster bit me, and she killed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In preschool.
She's
kicked
kind of a
ball right up against the wall.
She can be kind of a bitch.
Yeah, Tad bit.
So, tell me why Danny doesn't smoke weed anymore. Does she just turn into a nut job when she's stoned or what?
I don't know, man. I don't recommend quitting to a lot of people.
Well,
so.
I like to blow it in her face and stuff, and then she gets all weird.
Blow it in her ear like a dog.
Well, I do that when she's sleeping, but she won't stay still long enough when she's awake, so, you know.
Oh, my God.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Squirming.
Remember, yeah, you were there for my 16th birthday party. I was
your sweet 16?
Yeah.
There was nothing sweet about that shit.
Oh, wow. What happened?
I don't remember a whole lot. I remember waking up on her lawn, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember my friend was hitting on you? Like,
yeah,
the whole
I remember
night?
That.
He was so retarded. He ended up throwing up in our car.
Do you remember the one chick that was there, shit. Oh, fuck, I can't remember her name, but she ended up screwing. She ended up screwing my neighbor that night.
Yeah, in the baseball barracks or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, totally. I remember that.
Classy ladies down there in our most fucked up state. Do you still live in Florida?
Hey, I so do.
I apologize for that.
Hey.
Florida's great.
Y'all are wearing coats, man. Fuck that shit.
Hey, y'all are... Not. We're wearing coats. You guys are fucking animals. You're fucking children. You're eating children. You're doing crazy fucking drugs. You're fucking elderly
hey,
people.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. I'm just saying. What's wrong with wearing coats? Unless it's a condom on my penis.
Hey.
No, then that's
wait.
A huge, huge problem. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Joy. You got anything else you want to say before we let you go, y'all?
Men suck, and they all carry HPV just about.
What's
and
that?
It sucks for, yeah?
No, say that again.
Men mostly carry HPV.
Okay.
And y'all suck, because you don't get any sort of,
side effect.
Hey, you shouldn't have ate the apple, huh? That's right.
Have eaten the apple?
Have stronger immune systems.
All right. You have a joint.
Well, thanks for all the call. Right.
All right, bye.
Holla back.
Yeah, she's awesome, dude. We were Danny's, she was one of my art geek friends back in high school.
Danny's childhood friend, everyone. Now,
yay.
Caller before that. That's how a
phone call
goes. Should work. Okay, a little back and forth, a little ha ha ha. That's how it should work. So, call again and bug me.
Actually speak to us.
Okay, let's try this again. Ready, caller? You're live on the jam hole. You have to turn your feed down. What don't people understand about that? When you call, turn the feed volume off. If this keeps happening, I do have your number, and I will be more than happy to let everyone in the chat room know what that number is.
And you will be so woken up at like 3, 4, 5
yeah,
in the morning.
Just be nice. Say hi. Say you love the show. Whatever. And
get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
That's all we want,
all.
Man.
Why would you keep doing that? I don't understand. Is he listening in the chat, or...
I don't know. I think he is, because... How else would he know when we're on? I mean, well,
if this happens again, you will all have a phone number to just call. And his name is Evan, apparently.
Evan?
I mean, allegedly, you know. So, you guys may have heard, if you listen to the Big Mouths podcast, about the new droid. I sent Josh the link. And I was like, check this shit out, dude. This, I've been waiting ever since I got my XV6900, or the Faggy Vogue, as Josh would call it. I've enjoyed it, but I've, you know, waited for something better before I get a new phone. If they're not producing phones that are better than what I have, there's
then
no
why get another one?
Yeah, it's like when you cheat. If you're going to cheat on your girlfriend, make sure the girl you're cheating on her with is hotter than your girlfriend. Otherwise... What's the fucking point? I mean, I get the whole allure of fucking a vagina that's not, you know, what you're used to, or getting some of that strange, as they like to say. But with phones, it's, you know, that shit had better be fucking better, and it better be awesome, or I'm not going to fucking get it, you know?
You put your dick in anything else, you'll die.
Yes, hear that, guys? Don't put your dick in anything else, or you'll die. Now, I can do it, but I don't want you guys to die, you know? I watch out. I takes care of my bitches. So I saw the thing for the droid, and I was, you know, looking at it online and stuff, and it looks badass.
Oh, dude, it does. It looks so fucking
so
badass.
Like Josh was saying, I sent him the link, and he was at work, so he just had his iPhone, and he went to the site, and it was like, I don't render this page to an iPhone, which is awesome. And Josh kind of hinted at something that... Why wouldn't you let iPhone users see the page? Because you would want them to switch phones. I don't think that's what Verizon and Google and Motorola are trying to accomplish. If they did, they would have allowed iPhone users to look at the site. I think they're going for that whole population that's on Verizon that doesn't have access to iPhones, unless you're my brother and you just hacked the fuck out of one. So now you're the only person in Montana with an iPhone. And, you know, he likes it, and if we had it, I'm sure I would have gotten that before I got the Vogue, but
he
since
probably
we don't,
is the only person in Montana with
and
an iPhone.
Honestly, like, the network that the iPhone runs on is fucking shit, dude. Drop calls, the sound is shit. The service is shit. Like, if Google does this right and Verizon doesn't fuck it up like they did with the Storm, like they did with the Storm 2, this is going to be an amazing phone because Verizon has the network to back it up, you know? It can handle all of this awesome shit. Motorola has been making phones since there was such a thing as cell phones, so the voice part of it's going to sound good. The hardware's going to be good. Google is amazing when it comes to making operating systems, as we've seen. You know, even the first Android is fucking brilliant. So I think it's going to be a good phone. So I'm delivering today. And I'm definitely going to get this when it comes out. I deliver to this dealership, and right across the street is a Verizon store. So I go in there. I'm like, hey, let's see if we're going to get it in Montana on opening day or if I should order mine online. Right. Or let's get some
do
info.
A little research. What's going on?
I want to maybe
the Verizon guys who have the info.
Yeah, maybe they have a demo or something because, you know, they get that stuff early so they can know what they're selling. So I go in there, and I'm like, hey. And the guy's like, how can I help you? I'm like, well, the new Droid, are we gonna have this here when it comes out? And he says, the what? Pardon me? Did you just reply to my question
with a what?
What? I said the new Droid, Motorola is making a phone that is running Android 2.0. You guys are releasing it. It's the biggest thing Verizon's doing right now. I don't know what that is. What? Am I at the Verizon store? Oh, shit. No, yeah, I am. I'm at the Verizon store. Do you speak English? No, yeah, you do speak English because you said, how can I help you? And that was in English, and I responded, and you look like you heard what I said. Maybe you're deaf, and I'm talking too fast.
Did you ask to speak with a supervisor or something?
No, but as soon as he's like, I don't know what that is, I'm like, okay. And another lady walks over. She's like, oh, are you guys talking about the Droid? And he's like, yeah, do you know what that is? And she's like, nope, never heard of it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Why did you like, come over and ask about
he's
it?
He's like, well, I know we have the BlackBerry Storm 2. And I'm like, are you serious?
No.
That phone is a piece of shit. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Hello.
Hey, guys, it's Mike from Miami.
Oh, what up, Mike A?
Hey, are you getting a robot or something?
The Droid, dude. It may be.
I used to work for Motorola, dude. That thing is going to suck.
Is it? Don't tell me that, please. What's going to suck about it?
That whole company.
Oh, okay. But they have been around forever, right? They were the first ones to make, you know, cell phones and shit back in the day, or one of the first.
They made the communication device that went on the rover on the moon.
Oh,
but that
really?
Was a long time ago.
Well, right. So are you telling me they're de-evolving?
Yes, I think they're hiring some pretty shitty people these days, and it's not what it used to be.
So
I think that phone's going to be huge disappointment.
You don't think Google can save it? Because I think it's Motorola's hardware, which is good. Doesn't Motorola make the processors for Apple's? Or they used to before Intel did?
Yeah, that's my point here. Why don't you just get an iPhone, Matt?
Because we don't have iPhones up here, and I don't want to hack the shit out of one just to get it to work. I would just as soon use the phone I have right now and get another iPod Touch.
How much is this thing going to cost anyway, do you know?
$200.
It's
they're saying $300 with a $100 mail-in rebate from the Verizon store, but if you get it from Best Buy, they're doing an instant rebate, so it's going to be $200 with contract, which I already have.
Okay.
Well, I'm curious, though. Like, you seem to know a lot about this. What specifically are they going to fail at? What do you think?
I'm not saying for sure they're going to fail. I don't see it happening. When I was there, that place was a clusterfuck.
Right,
and it was.
I know back in the day, you know, Motorola's phones were not like the top shelf stuff. But I'm hoping, and from what I've read, all they did was design the hardware, and that is it. The chips, the processors, and that's it. Google did the firmware, they did the OS, which is the, you know, Android 2.0, and then Verizon's doing the network. And from what I understand, if this phone is going to suck, it's going to be Verizon's fault for fucking with whatever comes with it. You know, they're going to take off stuff and put on the bullshit Verizon's shit, you know?
I have my own opinion about that. Google seems to be trying to do everything.
Right.
They're trying to come out with a software for phone. They're trying to come out with an operating system.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to do many things.
Do you
Motorola was evolving when all the phones were getting smarter. They were coming out with, like, Boost phones and shit like that.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
So it's kind of a bad mix. Maybe they'll pull it off. I don't see it happening.
Yeah. Well, I hope they do, because it looks like it could be something really good for people that are on Verizon. Like I said, Verizon's network is bulletproof. It's really good. You know, I've rarely had problems with it, but the phones they have, they always like to just pack it full of all of their crap. You know, if I can't get my Google Maps to use the GPS because they have it locked, and I even fucking hacked the shit out of it, dude. I upgraded the radio, I went into the firmware and programmed a bunch of shit in there, and it still won't work. They're saying they're not going to touch any of this. You know, it's going to be as it ships with what Google did with it. But do you think Google's wearing themselves thin?
Absolutely. I think they're trying to do everything, you know.
But isn't that what you have to do to stay on top? You got to invest in a bunch of different things and see what works and then go with that? Because so far, everything they've come out with has been decent, except for Orkut. I'll give you Orkut. That's a piece of shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're 80% of search.
Right, like, and I can see that they're still pissed because of the whole Google Talk app thing, which is where the animosity is coming from towards Apple. So they're jumping the gun, being like, well, fuck it, we have Android, let's package 2.0 and throw it on this phone and release it.
They're basically, yeah, but you know what, they're a few months away, I would say, from a like, significant antitrust suit, because they're getting way too big. They're controlling way too many things. They're linking everything together.
Do you think monopoly-wise?
Maybe a privacy issue.
Okay.
Because basically they're taking data from all these different points and putting it all together.
Right.
And it gets pretty scary when you think about it.
It's a lot of data, but you have to also look at the other side of it. We willingly put that data out there for them to gather. You know, it's the data wouldn't be there without us. So it's give and take how much of yourself you want out there. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I don't think it's going to kill the iPhone. For one, people that have iPhones have wicked long contracts. And for two, there's always going to be fanboys. It's like a Sony guy going out and buying a Nintendo system. Like, it's just not going to happen unless, you know, you have the money to just blow on this shit.
I wish you luck with your non-iPhone.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mike.
Take care.
Holla back. Mike from erratotoys.com, everyone. Well, I'm still excited for the phone, maybe slightly less, but I'm still with it. I think I feel good about this. And you know what? If it sucks, then it sucks. Whatever. But
all that shit. It has faith. Awesome.
I have faith in Google.
Being able to multitask, you know, having the bigger screen,
and Josh,
having a 5.0 megapixel camera.
The camera will be cool. The DVD video will be cool. The touch screen and the web browser, all that stuff is going to be good. The open source is good about it because Google is really good about that stuff, you know. With Apple, if you want to develop an iPhone app, you have to buy a developer kit. You have to spend a lot of money to do it. With Google and this shop they're going to make or have made already, I don't think you have to pay a bunch of money to do it. You can just do it. And that's going to make more people willing to work on it. And the more people you have working on your shit, the better it's going to be.
Well, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Big Mouth coming out with an iPod app or an iPhone app or something like that?
No, they're not.
They were totally saying something about that.
During one of their shows?
That. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, they are.
They're like, yeah, there's going to be an iPhone app. The episode you told me to listen to today.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said something about an iPhone app. I'm curious.
That's good
if he
because
actually gets that.
When he mentioned it to me, he said, "Don't tell anybody, please." So
he mentioned it. Well, then how do I know? Because I don't.
That's
talk
why I was like,
him.
"Did you read my email?"
I don't read your email. I don't have dude's number.
If
I only
you
listen
did,
to the show.
If you did, why aren't you yelling at me about other things? Moving on.
I will kill you.
I love you so much.
No, but I saw in your text messages you're texting ex-girlfriends, but whatever.
I talked to all my ex-girlfriends. I got to make sure my stable stays strong, you know. You know how we do.
Right.
You talk to your exes all the time.
I do not.
Let's... Whoa, really?
Really?
Okay.
Who do I talk to?
Hey, Facebook.
What's up?
Me and like 150,000 other people have not been able to log into our accounts.
Oh, that was a joke I was playing. See, I wanted to
Can
see how many people would kill themselves over me as Facebook.
Well, we've lost like five people. So can you go ahead and hurry up and fix your shit, please?
I did that.
Did you fix it?
I did fix that.
Okay.
I felt bad after the little kids started going after themselves.
And see, that's what I was talking about, going back to the droid real quick. When I say the only thing that could maybe go wrong with it is Verizon fucking it up. Shit like, hey, are you guys going to carry the droid when it comes out? The what? That kind of shit is going to fuck it up, you know? Like, plain ignorance. And what really pisses me off about that shit, back when I was looking for jobs, I applied at Best Buy's and Staples and Office Max and the Verizon
store.
Shit
that you know about,
shit that I know about, and I never get fucking hired. They always hire these fucking monkey retards that don't know how to do fucking anything
right.
They're like,
huh? Android what?
That is. And every time I go into those stores, I get so fucking pissed because I always get some retard coming up to me like, can I help you? I'm like, probably not, idiot. Get the fuck away from me.
I'll help myself,
but no,
thanks.
I can't fucking get a job there, and I'm glad in hindsight, because fuck working at those places unless you're gonna just steal shit, you know. Working at Best Buy has its perks when people are loading boxes into their fucking trucks and
MBS
everything.
MBS says, Matt, if you get a droid, I'll write a jam hole app for it.
Done.
Done and done.
That's awesome. Why don't you write a Windows Mobile app for it and an iPhone app while we're at it? I would like one of those. But Jan Noel says, that happened to my boyfriend last week with Best Buy. He was pissed because all the underqualified assholes, I imagine she said.
That's joy, yeah.
Right. And that it is, dude. Every fucking time I go into any of these stores that I know what I'm talking about because I fucking took the time. I didn't even go to school for this shit. I taught my fucking self, and you guys have these jobs, and I couldn't find shit, so I had to sell weed. Which, hey, that's fine. I'm not complaining. But... get your shit together. It blows me away how these places are still in business. It's unfucking believable, dude. I fucking hate that shit. I fucking hate that shit and those cunts and those twats sucking dicks and putting them in anal fucking cavities and raping babies.
TNK
and fucking
GRL,
God.
If you're...
Go fuck God in the face. I'm so sick of this shit. Fuck, cunt.
If you don't like the
bitch
language, then I would suggest leaving.
Hey, don't
this podcast
discriminate.
Is a little bit
not
for the thin-skinned.
I have Tourette's. I'm allowed to say fuck, cunt, shit. Go fuck yourself. Your name is Tank Girl. Go fuck yourself.
Tank Girl.
I don't see your name under where it says broadcaster. Then go fuck yourself. Nice movie, by the way. Hey, Lori Petty, die. You and everyone that works at that godforsaken Verizon store. Unfucking believable. Hey, 40 Days for Life, while we're calling out retarded fucking shit.
Okay.
You all know what the fuck this
is. I do know what the 40 Days for Life is. We did protest it once.
I have to say this, though. Planned Parenthood is closing.
Are you serious?
I swear to fucking God, 40 Days for Life, it was not you that made them shut down unless you, 40 Days for Life, are responsible for this shitty economy. If that was you guys and your fucking power of prayer, then bravo fucking oh, dude. You closed it down and you've made our unemployment rates awesome.
Sky high.
But
so
unless
Glenn, are you serious?
Unless you weren't praying for a bad economy to make Planned Parenthood go out of business because it's a big state here and they're not getting the funding they need, you had better fucking not take credit for that shit. Or the next time
I
see...
They will.
They better fucking not, because the next time I see you protesting, you're getting a fire in the whole big gulp of fucking piss.
I can't believe that. So wait, we're not going to be able to get abortions in town
anymore? No, because there's two. Just one of them, I think, is closing down. I don't know. I saw it in the paper that they were closing down because of money problems.
Oh my God, dude. What the fuck?
And I also, before we got some Halloween-ish news stories to go through, this was awesome today. You know how last year during Halloween I was talking about in all the offices I deliver to, everyone's dressed up as slutty pirates and slutty this and slutty that.
It's an excuse to be a total tramp, man. That's all
there
it is.
There is nothing like walking into an office full of adults dressed up talking about health insurance. I walk into this place, it's an insurance provider,
right,
and they're all in the break room talking about this serious account of health insurance that they're dealing with. We had a Dracula, we had a slutty gypsy, we had a slutty pirate, we had a slutty Raggedy Ann, and we had a slutty nurse, all talking insurance. Like,
nice.
How can you take that seriously, adults? Halloween is a kid's holiday. It was so stupid. It just blew my mind. Like, I walk in there and Dracula's like, here's the chart. Blah. And Raggedy Ann's there like...
Back to the Planned Parenthood thing. Joy wanted to know if we can get the Plan B at the pharmacy like down in Florida. Yes, we can. I have used it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We can get it at Walgreens, actually. Or Walmart. It's expensive as fuck. It's like 60-some bucks for the Plan B pill. It's like... you know, like if you fuck the night before and like...
Oh, like when pulling out doesn't work, go to Plan B.
Yeah.
That is the best name for a pill that dissolves unwanted babies.
It is awesome.
Ever.
It is amazing. I love it. But I've only had to take it twice. But anyway.
And then Halloween. I hate this holiday. I really do. Maybe because I don't drink. Maybe because I'm just...
I really do like the holiday.
Dressing up, I understand... live through your costumes or whatever. It's fun. But to do it at work and all this shit's decorated, like, that seems... How does anyone take you seriously when they go in there and they're like, I want a life insurance policy, and Dracula's like,
Halloween. Blah! They know
I want to suck your blood and give you a good deal on insurance. Like, no one's gonna take that seriously. Or maybe they do because the retards coming in are all dressed
up.
I don't know.
They're like, you know, it's close to Halloween. People are dressing up. They're having fun.
So then I go to the cable place to pay the internet bill.
Uh-huh.
And they have a big screen TV in there hanging on the wall to show their cable services or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On the fucking scary sound channel. Fucking loud. On repeat. Just screams and just creepy sounds.
Are you serious?
And
screams,
I'm sitting
that's
there.
Annoying.
I'm sitting there like trying to pay my bill. And I'm like looking at the guy like, are you fucking kidding? How are you
You're
still
dealing
alive
with this all day?
That you sit here? And he's like, that's pretty annoying, huh? Yeah, it's really annoying, dude. But thanks for giving me the discount. I asked him about, you know, why our internet's been so fucking god-awful slow the past
Laggy.
Month. And some days it's good, some days it's bad, but... I'm like, I pay extra money every month to have this thing called SpeedStep, which gives us a even bigger bandwidth boost, you know? And
yeah.
We broadcast from here 3 days a week, and when
we
the internet
that.
that I pay really good money for doesn't work, you're kind of fucking me here. So he was cool about it, and he's like, go... You gotta call tech support. I'm like, no, dude, it's not my shit. Trust me. Like, fucking trust me, dude. It's not anything of mine. And he, like, gave me a little discount for it being all fucked up,
well,
which
that's
is really,
really
nice.
Cool.
So, but just sitting there hearing
that
over
noise.
And, oh, my God,
but
dude.
But anyway, dude, I really like Halloween. And Halloween is fun because, dude, I never dressed up like the slutty ass whatever.
You know what I
dressed
up
like
as?
Cool shit.
You know what I dressed up as?
What?
A fucking water delivery guy. Because that's what I fucking do. Could I get away with that? On Halloween and just dress up like a total fucking retard and like go around and be like, here's their water, it's Halloween.
Well, last Halloween I dressed up as, I had a pair of black and white striped jail pants that my brother got from Alcatraz and a white shirt that said Famous Slave on it. And it had a number on it and shit. And I just went to work in that, working at Famous Dave's.
Joey Null says, I happen to enjoy all the tits and ass that come out of the woodwork around this time of year.
Hey, she's got a point, dude.
It is nice. It's just silly that you see, it's not nice when there's like 50-year-olds fucking dressed up like little sluts. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Hey, are you sure you're not having a problem there with the internet connection?
No. Nope.
I mean, maybe you should call tech support, because I'm really having a lot of trouble.
Then how about stop calling in?
Hello.
Okay, what?
You
what's
there?
Yes, what's going on? Okay, 406-471-5885. Give him a call and tell him his internet connection's having problems.
And his brain is fucking retarded.
Right.
Thank you.
So let's just stop doing that. Thank you very much. And no more calls from that. Fantastic. So, it's a cell phone number.
Thank you so much.
Give him a call. Oh, look at that.
What?
It's 471, but yeah.
Yeah,
you guys,
471-5885 with 406 area code.
Have fun with that. You've been blocked. Your calling privileges to the jam hole have been revoked. Thanks
yeah,
for being
Joy
a douche.
Joy says, I thought we already established that the phone worked.
I know.
Maybe he's not watching live. Maybe
He is watching live, because that's what that sound in the background is. You put your phone too close to the feed and you get a feedback loop. It's
I wonder.
Whatever. Call him up and say hi.
It's local, so I wonder if it's a third place radio fuck.
I doubt it, dude. Those guys don't even exist in our world.
Meh.
So, going over the poll for this week, each week we're doing a different poll at thejamhole.com. You don't have to be registered or signed in or anything like that to take the poll. This poll's question was, are you circumcised or uncircumcised? Going back to Monday's show when we were talking about, you know, one or the other, and then Wednesday's show talking about why Danny doesn't like giving blowjobs because of, you know,
and
having
that, something about
you have one uncircumcised dick in your mouth, maybe you're not into it. Pretty soon, you just don't like penis in your mouth at all. So, three people are circumcised and zero are not circumcised. So,
it's hard to find uncircumcised guys
all,
nowadays, I can tell you that right now.
We're all rocking the mushroom tip. Because
it's good.
Cleaner that way.
It is.
It's, Red Fox says, it's because you don't say amen. Awesome.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you guys can check that out at thejamhole.com, and you can see all the other... Router Toy says, I'm not going to call him right now. I'm going to wait about 5 hours. Thank
nice.
You.
Nice.
That's why you don't fuck with the jam hole. I mean, I'm just saying, you
what
come here,
Twitter
you listen to the
also.
You come here and listen to the show and have fun, but don't be a fucking douche. That's all.
I think I will Twitter about that after the show's over. With. I'll post the
leave
number.
It. Just leave it as is.
What? Why?
Because we don't need your. We don't. That's fine. He'll learn his lesson, and that'll be the last time he ever calls any podcast. So, going over, I have our top 20 search phrases here for September 2009.
Like how people found us?
These are the top
searches?
20 things people type into a search to find the jam hole. Number one, the jam hole. Two
okay.
words, of
two
course.
Words.
Number two, 16-year-old slut.
Nice.
We get more hits from the search phrase 16-year-old slut than anything else except for the jam hole. And that's amazing, because that is from episode 3 or 4 when we talked about... Yeah, Red Fox knows. Still, dude.
Yeah, because
here
we had
it
this
is
a
right
while
here.
Ago.
16-year... Well, you can't probably read that, but 16-year-old slut, number 2. That's my good keywording. You're welcome. number 3, jam hole. Number 4, go fuck yourself.
Nice.
People type in go fuck yourself and find
search.
The jam hole. Welcome.
Why are you putting in go fuck yourself?
Boredom, I think. And perhaps that's where the guy that keeps trying to call came and found us from.
I don't know.
Number 5, fucked up face. Number 6, shitty assholes.
That's a good one. I remember that one.
Yeah. No, that was a show title, I believe, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was.
Number 7 is J-E-S, whatever, hyphen, like J-E-S dash. I don't know. I searched for that, and I couldn't find the jam hole, so I don't know what the fuck's up with that. Number 8, fuck yourself. Number 9, fucked up faces.
All right.
Red Fox says, last time you talked about this was one of the first episodes I listened to.
Nice.
We should, now that
come
we
to
have...
a full circle.
Full circle. Now that we have, you know, over 260-something episodes under our belt, we are a legitimate podcast, I like to think. Maybe go to thejamhole.com/forums and start a thread... what was the first episode you listened to? I'm kind of curious, like,
how you found us.
Well, I'm kind of more curious what you listened to that you were like, yeah, I
cool.
like this shit. You know, that's what I'm more curious
about.
Yeah,
what made you listen to us? That is kind of a good question.
Any member of our forums, go ahead and make that, or I'll make it if no one else does after the show. But yeah, Red Fox says it was the one after Ozzypalooza.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Then we have number 10 is The Jam Hole, all one word, all mm-hmm. lowercase.
Right. Yeah,
Skype, okay. Yeah. Number 11, asshole eating. People typed in...
We were talking about asshole eating for a couple episodes.
That is true, okay. Number 12, important pussy.
Maybe I have an important pussy.
You have
I
a very...
know.
You are my VIP.
Am I your VIP?
My very important pussy. Also nice. My MVP, my most valuable pussy.
Ah,
in
good
a
to
stable
know.
Full of valuable pussy, you are my most valuable pussy.
Good.
Number 13, what happened to the website Podcast Gangbang?
That's so awesome. What happened to the website Podcast Gangbang?
That's my bad, guys. I have it, and I have the test blog set up. I just haven't had time to, like, put everything back where it was because we lost whatever was there. So if anyone wants to do that for us, email info@thejamhole.com. I'd be happy to let you do that. Number 14, 16-year-old sluts spelled okay. Y-O sluts. Like, you didn't find what you were looking for with year old, so you shorten it a little bit. There's the slut I was looking for.
That's what I was
Silly
looking
me.
For right there.
Number 15, eating asshole. Not to be confused with number 11, which was asshole eating.
Right.
Asshole eating is sexual. Eating asshole is when you sit down and you cook, like,
an asshole
and then you eat it. Right, that's eating asshole. Number 16, naked pinups. Number 17, baby rape. All
nice.
One word.
Nice.
Not nice. Who is searching, unless you're Tim Henson from Distorted View?
I just don't know why we have a link to that. That's all.
Okay, I'll give you that. Because we read stories about fucked up people in Florida that
who
actually
rape
babies.
I know. It's great.
Number 18.
That probably was Tim, by the way.
Number 18, fucked up. Number 19, shits and giggles. And number 20, thejamhole.com. More people found our site searching for asshole eating assholes, and
baby rape
than they did thejamhole.com. Good job,
guys. They could
guys.
Have just put in the address bar and been taken straight to our site in the first place.
I guess.
Oh my
Amazing.
God.
So thank you guys so much. It's been an awesome ride so far, and we're definitely nowhere near being done with this.
Hell no.
Moving on a little.
I'm taking it for a good ride, I think.
Oh,
I'm doing
fuck
pretty
yeah.
good.
Fuck yeah.
Have I become a good co-host?
Yes, you are getting there.
That's good.
Joy Noel says baby raping is a huge issue in Africa. And Erato Toy says thejamhole.com is number 20. You're doing something wrong, dude. And Joy Noel says, people think they can cure their HIV or AIDS by raping a virgin or a baby. What
nice.
If it's a virgin baby?
Baby, ooh. Whoa.
Boom!
Babies are obviously virgins.
Whose mind just got... Oh, right.
God, you're reaping.
But what if they're not? Not in South Africa, they're
what?
Not.
If it's an infant, come on.
God, what an awful place to
you
live.
You remember the one story we did where the dude fucked the baby and it died?
Oh, yeah, I remember a few that way. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, come on.
So, a little Halloween-ish news here. Thank you. You did a good job.
I did that.
Apparently, a school in Washington State, actually, it's a whole school district, is canceling its annual Halloween celebration. The explanation for this has some parents baffled. Why could a school cancel their Halloween celebration? A whole district. Nay, not a school. A whole
because
district.
Because it's like Devil's
district
Night or something? Christians
nine.
Might have a problem with it?
Excuse
I don't know.
My face. District 9, if you will. Canceled.
Okay.
Quote, let them have their 30 minutes of dressing goofy and having candy, Silas Macon, a father of two school-age girls, said Wednesday. Outside of Maplewood Elementary School after learning that the grade school tradition of a party and parade in costume during the last half hour of class before Halloween night will not happen this year in the district. He's like, hey, just let them. A letter sent home to parents Wednesday said there will be no observance of Halloween in any of the district's schools. Quote, we really want to make sure we're using all of our time in the best interest of our students. Some Puyallup?
What?
Puyallup school district woman said. The superintendent made the decision for three primary reasons. Are you ready?
Ready.
First of all, Halloween parties and parades waste valuable classroom time.
Can understand that.
Like,
from a stickler with, like, have you know, no childhood, but whatever.
Have
I can understand that.
Have you seen what happens in our school systems? I'm sure that would be the one of the more productive things they're doing with their time, honestly. Yeah. I deliver to quite a few schools, and let me tell you, I'm glad I'm not having kids, because you are teaching retards.
Right.
It's not your kids' fault. It's the teacher's fault, because they're retards. The district said that Halloween celebrations and children dressed in Halloween costumes. Oh my god.
Oh hey, Ron Conkama or whatever says, hey man, I got my phone working good again. I'm really not fucking with you.
You have to have, can you guys explain to him why you can't have your feed on when you call in a show? It's like calling a rate. You guys just handle that, okay?
Please.
I just handle that.
Please.
So, if Ron, if you have something to say, email info@thejamhole.com with a letter of apology, and I'll unblock your number. But not tonight. So, moving on.
Two.
Right, three reasons, okay? The parties and parades waste valuable time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Second, some families can't afford costumes.
Yeah.
And the celebrations thus can create embarrassment for children.
Now,
totally,
I can understand that.
That's legitimate. Niggas is poor these days, you know?
That is kind of sad sometimes. Kids are like, you know, I don't even like Halloween. I don't like it, you know?
It's like, yeah. And kids are very cruel, you know? If depending on what kind of school it is, if you don't have, like when I went to school, if you didn't have the newest Nikes and Air Jordans, you got made fun of because it was a private Christian school, rich fucking bastard kids that are all pregnant, having kids, or dead now, I might add. Good job, God. But in schools like this, yeah, I can see if you don't have the coolest costume or whatever the cool thing is nowadays, they're going to be really mean to you. And that's
just,
I
can understand,
unnecessary.
That. It is.
The last reason, the district, this, I can't even do this. This is amazing.
Come on.
Excuse my face. Both of those reasons seem sensible to the parents who spoke to the ABC News affiliate in Seattle. But the district's third reason left some Puyallup parents shaking their heads
like
this.
No. Mm-mm.
Are you ready?
Like, that's ridiculous.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The district said Halloween celebrations and children dressed in Halloween costumes might be offensive to real witches.
What?
Oh yeah! Hey, don't dress up for Halloween because you're gonna offend the real witches. You mean the big fat lesbians that are into Wicca? No, I mean the real witches, like Harry Potter flying around on broomsticks. Oh, okay, sorry, school system. Sorry about that.
No,
wouldn't
want
to offend the fucking witches.
They actually are talking about the fat lesbians that practice Wiccan.
Oh.
That's the sad part. Just letting
you
know.
Are you for real?
Keep reading it.
Quote, witches with pointy noses and things like that are not respective symbols of the Wiccan religion.
Boom.
And so we want to be respectful of that. You mean we want to be respectful of the witches that are casting candle spells and doing aromatic type of rituals? Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse the fuck out of me for offending your stupid fucking religion. And I can say that because I used to think I was one. Warlock Couch Fucker. Check that episode out. I tell you all about how I went from being a Christian to being a witch to being smart.
To being smart.
Un-fucking-
Oh my God.
Believable. Unbelievable. Okay, Ron, I'm feeling nice right now. If you want a second chance, thejamhole.com/feedback. Since I don't have my email up right now, I'm not going to get to your apology email. You can feedback in your apology, and I will unblock your number, and then you can call in properly with what you have to say. Because it seems like it's really important, right?
It does seem.
Like, I'm kind of curious what you have to say. So, that's what you got to do. Otherwise, whatevs. So, we're respecting Wiccans now?
I didn't even think it was a real religion.
Now, if Wicca is a real religion, then the other side of that is also, which is black magic, as found in the Necronomicon, which I just so happen to have a copy of. So, in theory, I should be able to open up the very gates of hell and summon forth thy hounds! Yeah. And demons and whatever else I want to summon forth.
Right, right.
I tried. It doesn't work.
It never
works.
It's
bullshit. Why are we trying to step on eggshells to not offend a bullshit thing like this?
You can't not offend, you know, everyone, okay? You can't do that.
That is stupid.
You know what?
You're taking away these kids' parties and parades because you don't want to offend. Like, leave it at the first two reasons. I wouldn't have even mentioned the Wiccan thing.
No.
Like, the first two reasons, understandable. Not
anything
cool.
You do is going to offend someone. Me having tattoos and piercings probably offends someone
me
every day.
Me breathing offends someone.
It does.
Granted, other people
it's
breathing
me.
Offends me, but hey, that's fine.
No, but you can't just not offend people. It's not...
Hey,
you can't do that.
We're going to cancel all birthdays now because birthdays are offensive to people that don't have birthdays. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Ron says, oh, come on, man. It's topical. I was too close to the speakers. You were too close to the speakers like 8 times.
How is it
called.
Topical? We've changed topics like 3 times since you called in Wednesday.
I know, like, and you've called in like 8 different times or whatever, and every time we have that feedback in the background, dude, you're not making a big enough effort to move away from your fucking speakers.
And I don't see an apology in thejamhole.com/feedback, so...
I don't know. If you know it was fucking feedback, go to the next room, dummy. Or maybe turn down your shit. How fucking hard is that? TheJamHole.com/feedback. We will accept your apology and maybe possibly unblock your number if you're not a fucking retard.
Yes, I will. But I'm not seeing an apology at TheJamHole.com/feedback. So, on the district's list of guidelines... Well, excuse me. The Wiccan or pagan religion is said to be growing in the United States, and there are Wiccan groups in Puyallup. There's Wiccan groups here, too, I'm sure. I see, and they're all, like I said, the big fat lesbians. And that's cool. I'm into big fat lesbians. Wait,
no,
that came
not.
Out wrong. I tolerate
Let
big
them
fat
do what they're
going
to do, exactly.
Right.
You know?
That's fine. Cast your spells, dude. I put a spell on you because you're mine. I don't stand the things that... Yeah. you know what I mean. On the district's list of guidelines on related... Excuse my face again. I'm kind of stoned from that one hit. That's how good that weed is. On the district's list of guidelines related to holidays and celebrations is an item that reads, quote, use of derogatory stereotypes is prohibited, such as the traditional image of a witch, which is offensive to members of the Wiccan religion. Wow.
How is that offensive, dude? There's
weren't
like
they the ones that started this fucking holiday?
It's like cartoons
right after...
and stuff. Cartoon witches and shit. Don't you understand?
That's offensive.
That's fun.
That's offensive.
It's fun.
You're offending me.
Well, I'm
you
just
believe
go blackface and
in
turn to a witch.
Retarded shit. That offends me. You being a witch offends me. Okay? Now what do we do? You unbelievable. This blows my mind.
You taking away Halloween offends me.
I don't even like the holiday. You being an idiot offends me.
Yeah.
Quote, I do lots of things that are not revolving around wearing a black outfit and stirring a cauldron. Wiccan priestess Cheryl Suyama Masson said in an interview with ABC News. ABC News?
Yes.
You found us.
Yep. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna cry.
Do it.
That just, you just lost any and all credibility to your affiliate.
Oh, yeah.
Any and all.
That principal was probably just like,
okay, removed. I just got a feedback.
Oh.
Let me finish this story. She explained that Wiccans, or pagan clergy, if you will, you know, we're going to be politically correct here.
Uh-huh.
They celebrate nature. And this goes on for another two pages. So, of course, you can see it at thejamhole.com when I do the show notes. But...
so
un-fucking believable.
They still
hey,
do
kids,
gift exchanges
sorry.
Around Christmas time, but that, you know, that's celebrating a fucking holiday.
That offends me
right?
also.
And then Valentine's Day, you have the little stupid fucking cards that you pass around
Give
to everybody.
Give Jesus the presents if you're going to celebrate Christmas then, okay?
Right.
Because that's offensive to me. That blows my mind that you could do that. A whole school district. You're in charge of teaching kids. Wow! Hey, ask me why the world's all fucked.
Because of you.
That's right. Because of you. Ron writes in to our feedback.
Okay.
Hey, man. I'm really sorry the feedback was nuts. I'm not fucking with you. I love you guys. Okay. I will give you one more chance. And if you fuck this up, I will put your phone number... everywhere.
Like Twitter,
we have,
Facebook,
I just want,
MySpace.
I need you to know something. If you want to do this, we'll do this. We have listeners in every country, so just keep that in mind.
If you are calling from a cell phone, please go into another room where your computer and speakers are not, okay? That would be the best way to do that.
Okay, so... the next Halloween-related type story, you may have remembered hearing about this from, you know, last Halloween, because they started doing it then.
Mm-hmm.
On Halloween, all of the sex offenders, as you may or may not know, have to post signs in front of their homes that say, no candy here, or I am a pedophile.
That's awesome.
Well, that is awesome because you don't want your kids going up to a house where a known sexual predator lives and being like, hey, little boy, the one day a year I can give you some candy and not get in trouble. Like, no, dude, nobody fucking needs that shit. So this is coming out of Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Atlanta. A growing number of convicted sex offenders around the U.S. will spend this weekend with a Halloween version of a scarlet letter hanging on their front porches. And before we finished it, I remember last time they were concerned that, like, you're targeting them. Now, people that might want to do harm to these sex predators
are now
going to
know where they are.
Are going to know where they live. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hey, man, it's Ron. What's going on?
What up,
Hello.
Dude? How's it going?
Can you hear me better now?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Loud and clear.
I just went into my bedroom, man, and it was... I think I was getting a little too close to the speaks.
Sounds
what's going
like
on,
it.
Fellas?
So what's
ladies?
Up? Just doing a show.
Just chilling.
What is this topical information you have?
Oh, I was trying to call in when you were talking about the cell phones. I was going to tell you I work for Verizon.
Right.
And I was playing with a new droid. Oh, shit, hang on, my dog's going nuts. Hey, 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 down, down,
down,
down. Hey. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Ah. Oh.
Evan, call ended. Hmm. Well,
I think he just got killed.
What do you think, guys?
Thank you for telling me you worked at Verizon and that you were playing with the new droid.
And now you have completely
been discombobulated by your dogs.
and wrecked because, see, it wasn't that topical because the first time you called was Wednesday and we weren't even mentioning the droid.
No. Nope.
So, oh, well.
I don't know.
Oh, well. I tried. I tried, guys.
Are you leaving it blocked?
I'm a man of many chances. I'm sorry.
Erato Toy says he thinks this is really funny, by the way.
Really? Well, let's see how funny he thinks when everyone calls 406-471-5885. He works for Verizon. He should be able to change his number, no problem.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. So.
Jack Yank says it's pretty funny. Red Fox says, call 911.
Do you guys want an IP address?
Ooh, you have an IP address?
I do now that he left feedback.
All right, well, let's give that out.
Eh. What? Anyways, so in Georgia, I'm sorry about that, everyone. I tried. I really did. I tried. I thought he had something good to say. I'm an asshole. Fuck me. He did not.
Oh, well.
And you're in Kalispell. I was at the Verizon store. There is no droid here, so don't be a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah, and he's
seriously.
A local number. Go fuck yourself, dude.
Don't be an idiot. I want you guys to enjoy that number. Enjoy it like you guys enjoyed the last guy that needed a talking to.
That was funny. That guy got phone calls all the way up until like 4 or 5 in the morning. And didn't he like write in saying please stop this or something?
Yes, he saw the error of his ways and he apologized. And I told everyone he apologized and to stop. And that was that. And he moved to Las Vegas now.
Oh, nice.
Not, like, just now, but, you know, in the past probably 6 months or whatever.
Huh.
So.
Totally got the fuck out.
Atlanta, Georgia lawmakers hope now that they're doing this, right? They're hoping that a bunch of other states that are doing this, Maryland, Indiana, Illinois, and Louisiana, wow. Is that okay?
I don't know.
What do you think?
If I were a registered sex offender, which I am not.
Hypothetically, what?
Speaking, wrong. Maybe it was just like, sometimes those sex offenders that are registered, where it was an accident, or not really an accident, but like, it was something like, I fucked a 16-year-old girl who wanted it, said she wanted it, dad, you know, said something else, and now they press charges against me. And that can make you a sex offender. Okay.
Right. See, that I can see. If you were wrongly convicted or...
No, that's not wrongly convicted.
But I'm saying if you were or that.
Right. If you're 18, 19 years old and you fuck a fucking 14, 15-year-old girl who was your girlfriend at the time, but the parents disagree with it and they press charges, that is accountable.
Right. That is...
You can get in trouble for that.
So now, though, how many times do you think that happens compared to...
I'm thinking
is the risk, then, of having one or two of them out there have that happen compared to all the ones that were legitimately banging little kids or doing shit they're not supposed to be doing? You can be a registered sex offender if you get caught fucking a dog.
They should have different levels of sex offenders. Be like...
Well, now you're rewriting the whole
system. You're level 5, whatever. Like, you fucked a child, you're level 1. Or like, you know.
Like Scientology. They don't tell you everything until you get up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. Different levels so that way we know. Like, oh, it's, you know, a hurricane fucking 5 or whatever. And we know. We know what that is, you know.
Right. Or like a class 2 drug or something. Like, we know that's... Okay. Well... it's a gambit to warn trick-or-treaters against possible molesters, but it also raises constitutional and social questions over identifying America's more than 500,000 registered sex offenders by where they live.
Oh, my God.
Aren't they registered? If they're registered, can't you go online and... see where they live anyway, or can you just see what they look like?
You can go online and see. I think you could see what they look like. I'm not sure if you could see exactly where they live because they try and give you like a fresh start, like with a relocating type program. And so they're not going to want to fucking, you know, give out home addresses and shit. They should make like cul-de-sacs that are just sex offenders, you know? Like a little roundabout cul-de-sac that's just like 10 sex offenders
and
on one
call
block.
It Australia or something.
Right.
Or Florida. And I just want to mention real quick, just throwing this out there, neither here nor there. I have an IP address, and I can compare that with, let's say, other IP addresses, and then I can see who your account is and all that. I just want to throw that out there, not saying I'm going to do that right now. Obviously, I'm in the middle of a show, but just something to think about. So let's say if, I don't know, just throwing this out there, if you're using more than one account in our Ustream chat, pretending that you're one person and this guy, like, I'll be able to find that out. And,
yeah.
Okay. I just want to throw that out there.
So if you are doing that, I would
probably
apologize.
Stop now.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I can see it going both ways. I think I heard, I forget what show it was on, but one show was talking about how instead of doing this, they're taking all of the sex offenders and putting them in a place while the kids go out and trick-or-treat. That way, if there's, you know, no one answers because they're all there. But that assumes that you're going to listen to the letter you got in the mail that's like, hey, you're a sex offender on October 31st. You have a meeting, a mandatory meeting at the town hall or
wherever. Yeah, but
wherever.
Then doesn't that make it very, very vulnerable for someone who's really against them or something to just bomb the whole building that
that's,
they're in?
Right. That's the other side of that is now you have them all in one place where, and honestly, boom, you're dead. You know, you fuck up once, that should be the end of it. So, I don't know. It's pretty hard line to walk when you're making the laws, you know, because you can't just be like, fuck you, now you're dead, like we can say, you know. They actually can't do that when they make the laws, which kind of sucks, but quote, there's a lot of fake monsters running around on Halloween, but there are some real ones too. Oh wait, that's not funny.
No, kind of, it is.
Says Georgia State Representative Ron
Gives Tell us good
Hite.
Stories.
That is true. Yeah. He's running for the Attorney General. Neither here nor there, just thought I'd throw that in.
Okay.
He calls Halloween, quote, a unique time period of vulnerability for children.
And sex offenders.
Right.
Right.
More state parole officers are ordering convicted sex offenders not to answer their doors, decorate their porches, or wear costumes to greet kids on Halloween. And either way, no matter what you do, if you go out trick-or-treating and you see certain houses have their lights off and there's no decorations,
you
light
don't
bulb,
go knock.
Huh,
you
maybe
don't.
That's a sex offender. You might as well have a sign to protect the people that are just not into decorating on Halloween from getting someone knocking on their door being like, boom, you're dead now. Like, I just don't like Halloween, and now I'm dead. So that I could see in that idea where it could save some people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Last year in Maryland, pulled back from mandating no candy here signs featuring a pumpkin after the display became the butt of late night TV jokes and podcasts. the state said the jokes weren't the reason for the state pulled the pumpkin signs and replaced them with signs showing only the words no candy here. With millions of costumed kids skipping down darkened streets, it's little wonder that sex offenders have become real life boogeymen for some parents and politicians. But here's the other side to
what?
It.
What?
Even organizations that work on behalf of sexual assault victims suggest that some efforts seem intended more for political show, like maybe the guy running for attorney general, maybe, than for addressing a real problem. Most sexual assaults, including those involving kids, aren't between strangers, experts note, but between people who know one another. We're not molesting total strangers. We're molesting our sons and daughters, our cousins, our
children,
nieces,
whatever.
Exactly. It's not the stranger. I mean, I'm sure, of course, statistically, there's enough people in the world that some of it is just like, huh, there's a kid. Fuck, yoink. Do it. Yeah, yoink. Exactly. Very good. Still, new laws, such as one in St. Johns County in Northeast Florida, touch on frightening news events like the recent death of a Florida girl, Summer Thompson, whose house had 90 registered sex offenders living within a 3-mile radius.
Oh, my shit, dude.
Wow, dude. Time to move.
Spread those guys out, man. Don't just put them in, like... fucking clump. I don't know. If you're going to put them in a clump together and alone, not near regular people. You know?
Right.
Otherwise, spread them the fuck out so that way there's one sex offender and maybe the whole cul-de-sac. So that way when some kid gets raped, you go pound it on one door. Whatever.
Exactly.
You know who it is. Ugh, that's aggravating.
It is, but, you know, what do? There's a lot here, too. If you ever look on, what was it, Megan's Law or something like that here in the Valley.
I have no idea.
I deliver in between a lot of places that have these sexual predators at, you know? I would love to do a podcast, video podcast version of what that one guy does to catch a predator. Like, us doing it. Maybe get a team of, like, three more of our friends. Call up the local police and be like, we're doing an internet show. We're luring in these predators. And we do you guys have our back?
That's when we need those button pinhole cameras, man.
I know. But I think that would be a good idea. I think it definitely would. Last year, four sex offenders in Missouri challenged parts of a Halloween-related law that ordered registered sex offenders to abstain from any Halloween-related activities. What if they were like, but I'm a witch? You can't make, you know, right? I mean, this is my shit. I live for this holiday. And I don't know if you know this or not, but this holiday is the only holiday that my Satan-summoning ritual actually works for. I can't summon Satan on any other, just any old fucking day of the week. No, it has to be on All Hallows Eve. You're going to take that away from me?
Yes, we are.
You better summon a good attorney, if anything. A judge blocked the law, calling it too broad, according to the, like you?
What?
Too broad? Or like
you're
two
a dork.
Of you. It would be two of you. Damn it! I totally fucked that up. Like two of you. Fuck. So, what was I saying? All right, a judge blocked the law, calling it too broad. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU in the house, there were also concerns that Halloween pranksters could target homes specifically because of the signs. This is all shit we just went over, thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's another few paragraphs of that. Same old shit, though, they're saying, and no one's decided anything. Fantastic.
Whatever.
Next Halloween-related story. You know that these tough economic times we're having, we're also in the middle of a huge pandemic, global pandemic, if I must.
Really? And what might that
The H1N word.
Oh, whatever.
How do you keep your kids safe from the H1N word
on
Halloween?
You duct tape and cellophane their entire body.
Nice. Or you get them a Bubble Boy costume. What's this? You're a gerbil. Get in the ball. Yeah. That's
that is
all.
Awesome. And then I will run up and kick you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my God.
Halloween means a lot of kids and a lot of germs. Which could be a recipe for spreading the H1N1 virus. I bet if they were vaccinated, we wouldn't have a problem with this.
Right.
The news medical correspondent, Jennifer Ashton, offered some tips to keep your kids safe. Ashton said parents and trick-or-treaters should take extra care this year with the candy bowl. You know what you're going to end up having? A bunch of OCD parents, like, going to each house with their child and, like, whipping out the can of Lysol and spraying down the candy dish and being like, now, honey, you may have a piece of candy.
Oh, my God.
And then spraying the fucking, oh, man.
Well, did you ever have your parents go through your candy and make sure there was nothing crazy
yes,
in it?
Yes, because when I was young enough to trick-or-treat, we lived in Lancaster, California, which was a huge fucking dump. And
yeah, my
there
parents
was that
went through
whole,
mine, too.
And there was that whole myth about people putting needles in the pixie
yeah.
sticks and razor blades in the whatever and this in the whatever. And so, yeah, they always went. But you know what? Never once found any problems.
Yeah, me either.
And then a few years after that, I remember this, when we were a little older, the hospital started volunteering their x-ray machine. So you could take your kid's bag of candy and go to the hospital and they would x-ray it and see if there was any. That way you could do it all at once and shit. They started
That's
doing that
cool.
as a service. Still never found anything.
That's kind of cool, though, the x-ray thing.
Yeah, kind of cool, but I think a
Taking
lot
it to
of...
extremes, but...
Whatever. I think a lot of that is more urban myth than anything, but
yeah,
you never
so
know.
Too.
And it's your kids. You got to be careful with that kind of
yeah.
shit. So Ashton said trick-or-treaters should take care not to get germs from the candy bowl. She said germs can live up to 48 hours on a surface, and even longer if the surface is wet. So, like, say, what? I don't know, a vagina? Ooh. Germs can live a little longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Balls?
Yeah.
My butthole right
know,
now?
Around the taint?
Right, or definitely yep. around the taint area.
Especially urethra
area? You have a job that you sit a lot.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
taint just soaks it all up. I could see that.
That could happen.
Definitely. Watch out for the germs. So she said, instead of reaching into the bowl of candy, unless, of course, like I said, you spray the fuck out of it with Lysol, use a scoop. Hey, just reach in there with a scoop. That's all. Yeah. I know it's a little sterile, but it's probably a better idea, she said. Another way germs spread is through sharing masks. So, kids, listen up. Needles and masks. Don't share them. You get a disease.
Oh, my God.
She said it's important kids keep their hands away from their eyes, nose, and mouth to keep germs away, of course. Mm. Also, she said, if your child plans to wear a mask, he or she should avoid sharing the mask with others because germs can easily be transported from one child to another. Also, bobbing for apples is definitely something to avoid. I always thought that was the most nastiest
thing. Well, yeah,
thing.
Dude, and everybody's dunking their head in there, and the saliva from their mouth is falling out in the water and whatever.
Right,
that's
and
gross.
I was never into, like, eating apples and stuff, so that was extra gross
well,
to
no,
me.
Well, no, like,
that,
I like apples and stuff, but I'm not ready to dunk my head in the fucking
yeah,
water.
Yeah, that
you
just...
I going in the pool is one thing because there's chlorine in it, it fucking kills shit, but not some fucking bucket of hose water that you got from your fucking city that dumps fluoride in this shit and then having, you know, kids just drool all in it on top of it. No, I'm good. No,
yeah,
I'm good.
That's gross. And yeah, that's not even my OCD talking. Like, that's fucking gross.
That's gross.
Like, who started that thing? Like, let's all put our heads in this little tiny tub of nasty fucking water.
Big Mouth talked about it.
Oh, did they?
Nikki talked about where bobbing for apples
on this
came
last
from.
Episode?
Yes, they did.
Did I finish their last... Yeah, I totally finished because I sent him a text message that, like, you're totally copping out, ending your show early.
She talked
because
about
you
where
posted...
Halloween came from and where bobbing for apples came from.
I must have totally missed that part.
She kind of did the whole awkward silence thing and trailed off.
I remember
off
the
and, like,
long fucking silence.
Yeah, that was the bobbing for apples thing, and they started talking about something else because she was getting, you know, really boring.
You know, I even asked Josh, I'm like, I know... that if you post your 100th episode, like the whole thing, you're not going to be able to post any more shows the rest of the month because it's going to kill your transfer for this month, you know?
Uh-huh.
How Libsyn does it, you can only have, like, he pays whatever. He gets, say, one show a week at a certain quality.
That sucks.
So I was like, dude, if you want me to host your 100th episode thing on our server, we'll totally fucking do it. That way you don't have to pussy out and cut your show short. He never answered me, and he's like, well, I got it. I'm like, okay. So then today, I'm like, I listen to the show, and he cuts it at like 45 minutes. I'm like, what happened, dude?
Yeah,
you run out of
on?
Server or what? Or maybe it was just done, or maybe it was dinner. I don't know.
Right.
I just thought that was kind of amusing.
No, they did have a pretty good show, though, this last show. So.
Oh, I always enjoy his shows. I just think it's funny when he does that.
You know,
especially after he has been called out on it.
Yeah.
He always
and
feels bad
feel,
about it.
I do feel a little bad about making fun of Nikki and stuff all the time, but, dude, she just needs to, like, learn how to throw the ball back and forth with a conversation. Like, when he's like,
okay,
and go.
You know what Nikki is
go.
Into, though?
What?
Nikki's all about sucking cock.
That's great. That's probably why her brains are fucked out of her ear. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway.
Kind of turn that one around on me.
Oh, our brains are probably pushed out.
Okay, well, so is
right.
Megan, his fiance. She loves sucking cock.
And do you ever hear her talk?
No, but
right,
I'm just
then.
Saying.
Well,
and she's
going
to be a doctor. She's studying to be a doctor. You can't say it makes you dumb.
If you
sucking
fuck
dick
the mouth hole
smarter.
All the time, they can't put words together correctly.
That's bullshit.
Look at Nikki.
One, I'm going to need double blind studies.
Have you heard Megan speak
evidence.
Ever?
Yes. She hosted a show with Josh once.
I never heard it.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
care.
Fun.
I don't care, dude. I just don't like sucking dick that much. But no, but anyway, my point is
I
that,
do
you
like
know,
giving you a
Nikki,
hard time about it.
Nikki is cool. I can say that, you know, she seems like an all right person and stuff. She has some weird fucking beliefs, I'll tell you that. But she does make good points on some things here and there and very far and few in between.
Well, next time you hear one, let me know.
I know, right? But, no, well, where she was talking about where Halloween came from and the bobbing for apples. And that's
right.
Cool.
If she
that's
does
informative.
Her...
But the way she presented it, it's like, dude,
speak
you're
up.
So fucking stoned or something. And, like,
is that what it is?
I think so,
they just
dude.
Get
because
too
she
high?
Just, like, when Josh is like, okay, and tell us your weird shit of the week, and she's like on the spot, and she stutters, and she doesn't really stutter. She just kind of like, So
Erato Toy says she does. Nikki is a complete moron, dude. Okay,
I'm trying
done
to be nice,
done.
Dude. I'm trying moving. To be nice, man. Like, because she is a part of their show, and I do like the show. But seriously, she needs to learn how to speak and speak better. Throw the ball of conversation back and forth better. You know, they said something about having the pauses in between stuff, having the awkward silence, and they're like, oh, it's not
that
a big deal.
That was a good one today.
But you know what?
That was a good
one. That is a big deal because it makes the listener feel like, did it just end? I don't know what's going on and stuff.
Really?
You need to fill that.
Let's try it.
That's so fucking annoying. I can't do that. That's so aggravating to me. You need to be talking. And especially, it's really weird because only with the two of us, we do a great job of it. But there's fucking like four of them. That's crazy. Nikki's cool. Just please learn how to speak better.
I enjoyed that Jay was back. Or not Jay. Joe was back.
Jay.
Joe.
It's Jay.
Jay. Right. What did I say?
Joe. Jesus Christ.
Right.
And I do love the show. It's a great show.
All right. Well, if you're out there.
Thank you, Josh.
Trick-or-treating with your kids, just make sure they're vaccinated. That's all. And don't go to houses with big signs that say no candy here.
Yeah,
unless
I'd
you're
go
going
to those anyway. Just unless, be like, hey, I'm a little girl.
I'm inside.
That'd be great. Like, you know the house is a sex offender. You're just looking for a booty call. You dress up like a little kid and you're like, hi.
If you were gay, that would probably
be
cool.
That'd be awesome. You'd be like,
I mean,
hey.
I guess there are female sex offenders, like all those teachers that are banging their kids, you know?
Yeah.
Like that would be all right, I think, if you were, you know. If you were dressing up to be like, I'm going to go get me some hot teacher poon.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like V for Vendetta when she dresses up like the little girl for like the priest
right,
or whatever.
Right.
It's totally like that.
All right. Well, moving on from that, let's do a little. I found one nice gruesome story for us all since it is Halloween. All
right.
This is some real life gruesome Halloween shit. A woman whose eye was ripped from its socket and flung from a high-rise balcony. Like,
cool. Nice.
That's so awesome.
That's so cool.
By her former partner, by the way.
Like, lover?
Describes the attack for us. She's 27 years old from Dundee. This is Dundee. I'm going to say Australia,
right?
Crocodile Dundee, am I right?
I don't know.
She did not even realize what had happened until a friend handed her eye to the paramedics.
Oh, my God.
Would you know? Like, holy fuck, there's my eye. Wait,
my
where's
death
my
perception
other...
just got really bad.
Where's
I don't know
my other
on.
Eye?
Right?
It was the lazy one. It's cool. I didn't use that one much anyways.
I totally use my lazy eye. What the hell?
Oh, shit. Frances Murphy, who's 26, denies two charges of attempting to murder Miss Farrell at the court in the city. He has already admitted pulling her eye out on May 26th this year.
What?
It is alleged Miss Farrell suffered two separate bids to kill her that day after she ended her 10-year relationship with him. 10 years you were with.
That's going to be like my cousin.
It's over.
And her baby.
And then he just rips her eye out so he can get into her retina scan thing.
My cousin put him back in jail, so.
Is that why it happened?
What?
She wanted to break into his locked area, and it was retinal scan only?
I have no idea. That would be super cool, though.
Yeah, that's what. I bet that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. She told the court that her former partner had said if he could not have her, how's that go? If I can't
nobody
have
else
you,
can have you.
No one will. Fuck yeah.
That's such a dumb line.
But she told him she had found a new partner. So you don't end a 10-year relationship because you found somebody else. Like, that's kind of fucked up to tell him. Like, if you're going to do it for that reason, then maybe not tell him.
Yeah, just be like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
That's about it.
She told a prosecutor, Advocate Deputy Ian McSporn, that describing how Mr. Murphy took out her eye was difficult to put into words. You'd think, though, that if it was written down, it would be more difficult to read the words.
Well, the depth perception's
has,
all off and everything. Yeah.
Uh-huh, that's right. The trial heard that Mr. Murphy entered the home of Miss Farrell and her partner, Paul Stanton, at Dalfield Court after they mistook him for another visitor and buzzed him into the property. Oops.
Oops.
Who is it? Not your psycho ex-boyfriend
okay.
that you're already living with another dude and I'm mad. I'm not that guy.
Okay, come on up.
All right.
She said she was shocked and nervous when he came in. Quote, he was under the influence of drugs and heavily intoxicated with drink.
With the drink?
Stella! Alla!
Oh my god.
And then he ripped her eye out, and that's how it happened.
Beautiful.
Oh man, no, this is pretty bad. She said he sat on the bedroom floor and demanded a roll-up cigarette, which she gave him. All right, hey, give me a smoke.
Okay.
She said he then began attacking the guy she was with the metal object, forcing him to run from the flat to get help. Quote, I seen a metal thing in his hand. It was like a paper clip opened out. Ouch, dude. That hurts my eyes.
Gouged my eye out with a paper clip?
She said Mr. Murphy then turned to her and said, I am taking your eye out. He had... okay. He had the hook or the coat hanger. Okay, was it a paper clip or was it a coat hanger?
Right? Fucking know.
I mean, get your fucking story straight. And he was trying to get that into my eye. He then tried to get his thumb and two fingers into her eye. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Matt.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, man. This is my first time using Skype. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Turn your feed down.
Oh, sorry, man. How do I do that?
I got it.
I'm there.
Okay. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I was just loving the show. I don't know, the Skype thing's a little new to me, but I don't know. Oh.
Fantastic. Now we have another, so he got a Skype account and calls. Are you bored?
I wonder if it is the same guy.
It is the same guy.
Are you
serious? Did you hear his voice?
No, it didn't sound like the same guy.
Oh, yes, it was the same guy. Wow, guys. Are you serious? Do we have a stalker? It kind of sounds like a kid I know, honestly.
Is just fucking with you?
Kinda. But I don't know if it's him or not, but it kind of sounds like him.
I don't know. Anyway, so you got any more of that story?
Yeah. Araujoy says it's the same guy. Fantastic.
Candy's girl said stalker!
Stalkers! So, she then attacked him with the metal object, and then he tried to get his thumb and two fingers, into her eye, and then put his hands around her throat and strangled her until she blacked out.
And then pulled out her eye.
And then, Mr. McSporn asked if she felt her eye being pulled out. Quote, because of the adrenaline and the fear, I didn't feel pain at the time. And as soon as he'd done that, he strangled me and I went unconscious. I only felt pain when I woke up in a hospital. That's so awesome. Her right eye was hanging by the optic nerve as she fought back, hitting Mr. Murphy over the head with a cup to gain enough time to run from the flat. She told the court she then hid on a balcony after fleeing the flat, but that Mr. Murphy saw her and began pulling her by the legs toward the rail of the balcony. She said he then made a move as if to brush hair from her face. Quote, see how your eye dangles on the optic nerve? He wasn't pulling the hair off my face. It was the optic nerve.
Ew.
That's so fucked up. That's fucked up, dude. Quote, they found my eye lying at the bottom of the balcony. Like the Joker just sitting there like,
That's disgusting, dude.
Yeah. That's fucked up, dude. You're lucky someone didn't just walk by and fucking squash it. Candy Girl says, holy shit, what a breakup.
Right?
Best breakup ever?
Yeah, I think
best so. Best breakup ever. So far.
So far, so good.
Quote, she said when her friend found her eye, she asked paramedics, any chance you can save it? You know what they said to her?
Fuck no.
Quote, don't get your hopes up, darling.
Oh, God.
Don't get your fucking hopes up, darling. That is fucking sad.
Well, I have a pretty good story here if you're done.
Do you have
that
a story
one.
You want to read before we call it an evening?
I kind of would like to read it.
All right, please.
Okay. This one's called Stockton Officer Defends Actions in Spite of Suspension. So, let's see here. In Stockton, where's Stockton?
California is or...
I mean, I have no idea.
Lots of
a traffic stop involving a young officer and the son of a small town mayor has the whole town talking. The mayor of Stockton tried to fire the officer for issuing his son a ticket. So the cops stopped a car.
Right.
Happened to be the mayor's son in the car. Gave the son a ticket.
Oops.
Dad tries to fire the cop.
Did he get fired?
Let's see. Corporal Joshua Rowell told KSL News he was just doing his job. He said he acted professionally when he wrote out the ticket for the driver and was shocked when he was suddenly asked to hand over his badge.
Really? I mean, you would be. You're like,
yeah.
You're doing what?
Excuse me? Bacon powder?
Do you know who I am?
Right? Rowell is a new member of the 5-man Stockton police force, so last Tuesday he didn't think twice about pulling over a driver in a small white car for avoiding a DUI stop.
Right.
So he was going through a DUI checkpoint and didn't stop, and that's why he got pulled over, which is a reason to pull somebody over.
Yeah.
You know, I would expect to get pulled over for that if I did that.
Yeah. You totally deserved it, and you told your little fucking dad, and your dad fucking handled business.
Right, right. And then check this out. Quote, he didn't have a driver's license, so I issued him a citation for that, Rowell explained. So he didn't have a fucking driver's license, and he skipped a goddamn DUI checkpoint. Okay?
Right.
You deserve to be pulled over and get a ticket, okay? He didn't think twice, that is, until he handed the ticket to the court clerk. She looked at it and said, hey, do you know you just gave the mayor's son a ticket? And I said, oh, crap, from Rowell or whatever, the cop. He said he had never met the driver, 29-year-old Jared Rydelech, whatever the fuck that says before.
Right.
He said told him he was out looking for his dog and asked him to tell the other officers to not pull him over again.
That's fucked up.
That's ridiculous. Hey, don't ever pull me over again now, because
though,
I'm the mayor's son. I'm
now
just
that
you know.
He did the right thing, though, by making this a big deal so that it's in the paper, do you think the mayor can get in some shit for doing this? Abusing his police or abusing his powers, really?
That is abuse of power, and I believe he will get in trouble for that. Let's see. I told him, no, if I see you driving around again, I'm going to pull you over again, Rowell said. Rowell said he knew he was, there was, in tr- fuck. Rowell said he knew there was trouble when about 20 minutes later, he found the chief of police in the mayor's truck in a heated discussion. Then he said the mayor, Dan Rydelech, whatever that last name is, rolled down the window and demanded he get in his truck. When he refused, Rydelech abruptly fired him on the spot. So
wow.
Fired the fucking police chief. And the damn officer who pulled his son over says he told me, all right, I want your badge in the morning, Rowell said. I tried to defend myself and say, first of all, look, he was breaking the law. Second of all, I didn't know he was your son. Shortly after the incident, Rowell was told he was suspended indefinitely without pay. That's ridiculous.
That's someone's life.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, like, if you live paycheck to paycheck, which I'm sure if you're a cop, I don't know, it could go either way. Some cops are, you know, they have their shit together and they are actually just fine off. Other cops, I'm sure, live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
So you get suspended without pay for doing your job. Like,
that's
totally
fucked up.
Yeah, dude, now you're behind.
Exactly.
That's,
and that's not
really,
right, dude. You were taught to fucking do this job, and you do this job, and you get
in
trouble.
Police Academy should start training them how to do things.
And look out for the fucking higher-ups.
Except for this guy,
and
this
guy,
and this guy. Right.
Right.
That's fucked up, dude.
The mayor, I think, was wrong, said Stockton City Council member David Dursky.
If his son was really being as reckless and speeding and doing, you know, then yeah, definitely.
Yes.
It's his fucking fault. He should pay the ticket.
He didn't have a license.
Pay it just like everyone else. Yeah, then exactly, dude.
You shouldn't be driving if you don't have a fucking license, regardless if you're the goddamn mayor's son. Which I know somebody who drives without a license here in town who should be thrown in jail because I hate him.
Right.
Right. According to Dursky, not only was Mayor Reich out of line, the council stands behind Corporal Rowell. In fact, the town is so upset about the mayor's actions, many of the citizens are trying to change their write-in ballots for the upcoming election. I think the mayor did make
Oopsies.
A big mistake.
Yeah.
One Stockton resident told KSL News.
That's not going to... You know what? Because all of the voters out there are not related to you, dude.
Nope.
And they give a fuck about
like,
your
what?
Son.
So you're gonna stand up for your son being pulled over,
yeah,
but
dude,
not
they,
me?
They give a fuck
it's like
about...
I got pulled over
yeah.
the other day for speeding 5 miles over the fucking speed limit, and you're not going to defend me?
Yeah, he's not going to get reelected.
Another citizen said, I was very shocked. Very shocked because I thought it was a little extreme. As for Rowell, the cop, he just wants the job he loves back. There is no more respectable position than a police officer in my mind, Rowell says. We tried repeatedly to get in touch with the mayor. Another Stockton City Council member, Kendall Thomas, told KSL News the mayor is conducting...
Red Fox says they can ask for a recall.
Yeah. The mayor is conducting the investigation into any wrongdoing in the incident and has not consulted any of the council members. A special council meeting is scheduled for Thursday night to discuss the incident. So he's going to go back in and be like, there has to be something fucked up with this. Let
right,
me get the recording from the cop car. Like, he's trying to make it look like it's the cop's fault for being pulled over, that he was being, like, discriminatory to him or something like that.
Right.
Which is totally fucked up.
It depends, though. That could go either way. Is the judge the mayor's friend also?
I don't know.
Related to him somehow?
Either way, he's not going to be mayor for long, because if the fucking re-election comes around and everybody doesn't vote for him because they're pissed at him about this, he's not going to be the fucking mayor anymore. You know?
Right.
Unless he's on some fucking cop's payroll anyway, and they don't get pulled over anymore regardless. I mean, I don't fucking know, but... That pissed me off when I fucking looked at that. I'm like, you motherfuck, you rich, preppy fucking bitch. I'm like, your daddy is coming and saying, no, you're going to be fired because
yeah, dude, that's
you got pulled
up.
Over for the right fucking reason.
If that was any of us, the same exact thing would happen. And you're the mayor's son. Where's your license at, bro?
Where's your etiquette, dude?
Did you lose it from getting too many DUIs? Like, there's a reason the mayor's son doesn't have a license in the first place. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So maybe look into that.
No kidding. I don't know exactly how you pronounce that mayor's name, but it's like, where is it at?
It is.
Mayor... R-Y-D-A-L-C-H. Rydalch. Rydalch.
Rydalch.
Rydalch. Yeah.
Rydalch.
Rydalch. Yeah,
Rydalch.
Rydalch.
Sound it out, buddy.
I didn't even want to try with that. Rydalch or something
right.
like that. But that's so ridiculous. Just because you have authority and you're rich and a little bit of fucking powerful or whatever, you think you can fucking throw your weight around and shit? No, your citizens are going to get pissed, which they did. That is fucked up. That just pisses me off so fucking bad.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, and like you said, if it had been one of us, oh,
yep.
fuck, dude, man.
The same exact thing would happen, dude.
Yeah, except for my dad wouldn't be saying, you're fucking fired, cop.
I know. My dad would
Give
be, I'd be like,
badge,
all right.
Sir.
Well, my dad's dead, so I guess I'll pay the ticket.
Right?
Like, no, dude. I'm calling your dad next time I get a ticket, and he better get me out of some shit.
Right?
All right. Well, last story before we call it a night here. A guy in Oslo was caught by Norwegian customs carrying a tarantula in his bag.
Okay.
And a further 14 royal pythons and 10 albino leopard geckos taped to his body.
Damn.
You have 14 pythons taped to your body along or next to the 10 albino leopard geckos.
That's pretty hot.
Are royal pythons big?
Yes.
Or
well,
do you think these are
infants.
Babies?
They're probably babies because if they're trafficking them in,
right.
they want to sell them to potential owners which want to raise them as babies. So they are infants, I can guarantee.
Wouldn't you, though, would
probably
you make...
Probably anywhere in between, like, 6 inches to, like, 2 foot long.
Right, and I understand smuggling in full-growns would be harder, but wouldn't you make more money that way? Because now you have your own, you can just breed it, instead of having to go back and forth, getting the
well,
fucking babies?
Well, he would probably keep a couple.
Yeah.
You know, and then Brie.
So
and
this was his first time?
Probably.
Could you go...
Obviously, could you got caught.
Could you do anything, first of all, with all this shit taped to your body?
Yeah, you second could, of all, because listen to the way it was actually fly? Put on there. Check out how it was put on.
The 22-year-old Norwegian was stopped in a routine check by Kristiansand Customs after arriving on a ferry from Denmark. Customs found the tarantula before deciding to give him a full-body search. Oh! That revealed
yeah,
four
anacondas up that booty hole.
Oh man! 14 stockings, one for each snake, taped around his torso. Reptile smuggling is not uncommon in Norway, which prohibits people holding many reptile species as pets. But office manager Helga Breilet, that's such a Norwegian name. Helga, I am Helga.
Yeah. I am Helga. I am Christian, here to be your wife.
At Christiansen Customs was quoted as saying, customs officers had been horrified by Sunday's catch. Is that the deadliest catch?
No.
No. Quote, customs officers quickly realized the man was smuggling plums and animals because his whole body was in constant motion. That's awesome, dude. Like some camouflage shit from the future, just like all whoosh.
Moving around and
fuck
shit.
Yeah. When the man dropped his pants, the officers found 10 cans taped to his legs, each containing a lizard. The man was still being held by police Monday. The attorney, Johan Martin Kyle, adding he would be released upon agreeing to pay a 12,500 Norwegian crowns, which is really not shit, like almost $3,000, more like $2,000.
It's still a lot of money.
Well, yeah, in today's economy, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that is it for that story. So are you ready to
do we have a voicemail?
Call it an evening? No.
No? Okay.
None that I want to play. I've listened to all of your voicemails, and they're all always super great, guys.
No, but that's funny, getting fucking caught with a bunch of lizards in your pants and shit.
Yeah,
and
almost as
snakes.
Funny as, like, calling a podcast over and over and over again. Just
and not
I'm
saying anything.
I'm still like totally trying to figure out how bored you would have to be to do that. Like, I don't know, man. Good job. Good fucking job.
Is there a way that we can look up the number and find out who it was?
It's a cell phone, so no. We'll let everyone else give them a call, and they should have a good time
you
with
you
want to
give out
so.
That number one more time?
Should we?
I should. 406-471-5885.
Yeah, give him a call. Say hi. Ask him how bored he is.
If you're bored, give him a call tonight sometime.
Yeah.
Later tonight, Tuesday
or like
in the
when
morning.
You, when you wake up. Or
take a piss.
Hey, when you hear this podcast, maybe give him a call.
Yeah, if you're listening to the podcast version tomorrow
morning.
Yeah,
like
tomorrow
or the day after
night,
that.
Whatever.
And yeah.
Give that guy a call.
All right.
Give
well,
him our regards.
Thank you guys so much for being with us for the Friday night show. As always, you can email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Check out the store, thejamhole.com/store. Buy some stickers. Buy our 250th episode, the live party, and it'll be awesome. So, Jack Yanks, I knew. Have a good night, man. What a fucking fag.
What?
It was the guy in the chat that had, like, four different names, and they were all, like, Jack Tugs, Jack Yanks, Jack fucking Wang. Like, all of them were him. Of course.
It was all Don't the Ron. That was the Ron dude?
Yes, Ron or Evan is his actual name. If you call his cell phone, you'll
See,
hear
he was
the...
He was in the
That's
chat
fine.
Room a
Turn
while
it
ago
off.
Listening to us
I know.
As Jack Tugs.
Yep. All the
what
same
the fuck,
guy.
Dude? And he's just being a dumbass?
Yeah, that is sad.
Well, everyone still call that number because it's amusing
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, give him a call. Say hi. Tell him how
I
much
would
you
like
enjoy.
I'd still like to know who the fuck he is and why he was doing that.
Yeah,
you know?
If he lives in Kalispell or Bozeman, who knows?
Yeah, 471, that's Kalispell.
Yeah, well, it's...
The Verizon Kalispell.
Right, it's a Verizon. He may live in Bozeman. He may live in... Who knows? You never know with liars. That's
it's
the
local,
fun thing
so
about it.
I just want to know what the fuck is his beef against us, you know?
Nah, maybe he tried to make a podcast and it failed miserably, or I don't know. Who knows? So, thank you guys. You okay?
Yeah,
getting kind of sick there?
A little bit.
Well, go to the site, We'll have a new poll up. You can check that out. You can check out our Stumble accounts and our Facebooks and our MySpaces and all that good shit. It's all at thejamhole.com. Just look around there. There's a lot of cool shit. Definitely, if you haven't already, go to thejamhole.com/250. Watch the trailer for our first live show. It was awesome. And then send us $5, and you'll get a download link for the high quality, or if you just want audio, or if you want a lower quality one. And, yeah. That is about it. Thank you guys so much. I hope you all have a good night. I hope Jack Tugs, or Evan especially, has
or
a good
Ron.
Night. I mean, that's fine. It's a cell phone, so he can turn it off. But, yeah, have fun
you
with
know
the
what?
Messages.
This
and
podcast, people are going to hear it tomorrow, the next
dude,
day.
Dude, people are going to hear this podcast forever.
And they're going to look back and be like, huh.
What a douchebag.
I should call that number. Because they're
yeah,
assholes.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. We will see you Monday.
Yep, Monday.
For the next live show, follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter/Danny. That's mine. That's hers. And, yeah, we'll talk to you guys Monday. Holla.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.